herbs that make you feel good.
Okay, well, I'm not really sure what that means, but now that I've seen you, I wanted to tell you, I got my own radio show. It's on Saturday mornings from 8 till 10. It's called Making Bacon.
Hey, Beaver, the place to get help is on Channel 9, and I'll do a 10-5 about that motion lotion all over this here slab.
I don't know what that means, but I don't think you should be saying stuff like that.
Keep the shiny side up and the dirty side down.
Okay, whoa, okay, look, it's just Saturday mornings from 8 until 10. Check it out, Making Bacon, CFRC 101.9.
Idle talk is a nuisance. Get out there and do it to it. Love and kisses.
This is Sean and Taco.
Harrison, Super Simple
and Alex
Play
from Oak Ridge Ave, and you're listening to CFRC 101.
I think we're gonna.
I
think we're changing the format of the show.
Yeah, a little bit. So, if you guys are wondering, okay, what's going on? What's with the lighthearted strumming that you just heard?
Well, yeah, that was loud.
That is from Katie. Katie is a children's entertainer that has over 40 million views on YouTube.
That song
and
there.
Over billions of views.
That song there, I'm a Baby Fish, released 2 months ago, 6.1 million views so far.
Yeah, so Katie's cleaning up. Katie's doing really well, really well. And it seems like kids everywhere, young kids, little children are really enjoying Katie's doing well. So anyway, if you know Katie and you know her work, you probably do if you have little ones. Katie's going to be at the Grand Theater here in Kingston, Ontario at 218 Princess Street on September 17th. So that's today. That's today. Didn't realize. Today at 5 p.m., you can see Katie for yourself.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. And if you're unfamiliar with Katie, again, her YouTube channel is called Super Simple Play with Katie. Katie is with a C. C-A-I-T-I-E.
She's on tour right now. She's going after today. She's in Toronto tomorrow. Chatham on the 21st. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And this is CFRC 101.9. And if you haven't guessed yet, if you've been listening for the first hour, Simone and I are not kids. We don't have kids. And so we're learning about labubus.
Yes.
This time of morning, we do our community events roundup, and we're like, oh, let's talk about this little children's show.
Right.
We haven't talked about family-oriented events very much.
That's true.
And then we look up this Katie broad.
And she's crushing it, and she's the greatest single artist we've ever talked about on this show.
By a landslide.
Yeah, who's come to Kingston, who's currently
she's
crushing
here
it.
Now.
Yeah, she must be here now.
Her tour bus is probably rolling around. Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder if we recognize her. She looks like a girl next door.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, very sweet, pretty girl, but girl next door. You know what I mean? She's got her yellow overalls there and her puppets and such.
My goodness.
Yeah, and she's crushing it.
So yeah, check that out.
So if you've got an idea, you think you've got a great idea that you want to put online or you want to put on YouTube, go for it. You may just clean up like Katie.
Think of the monetization of ad revenue.
Right. So she's doing great. So
craziness.
Again, you can go see her at the Grand Theater tonight or this evening, this afternoon, later this afternoon at 5 p.m.
That's crazy. I love it. Awesome. Yeah, it's 101.9, and this is our community events roundup.
Yeah.
It's Wednesday, so that means, you know, we're looking ahead to the weekend. Some stuff that's going on this weekend as well. Jack's Bargain Attic Sale. Amazing deals on musical instruments and equipment. 3 days only. 3 days
Ooh.
Only.
Is that at the at the Tet?
That's going to be. It says it's at Long and McQuaid, which I believe is way out 2762 Princess Street, out by I think it's Egg Squeeze somewhere, like Bay Ridge,
that
basically.
Egg place?
Yeah, that egg place. Yeah. So okay. Go ahead, get some eggs.
Get
then you
some
go
eggs, and then get a musical instrument.
Yeah,
musical instrument.
Starts
yeah.
Friday, runs from 10 a.m. till 9 p.m. It's free to get in, and it goes until the 21st. So if you want to get a good deal on something musical like that, then you're going to want to check it out. Also going going on this weekend in town. Tiernanog is having a Celtic kitchen party Friday, September 19th. Also free to get in. Starts at 9 o'clock, runs until midnight.
A Celtic kitchen party? What does that entail? What is that?
You know that the best parties are always in the kitchen, right?
Right,
so
right,
it's sort
okay.
of a, not really a tradition, but it's sort of a thing in, you know, the Maritimes and in a lot of places like that where a lot of parties are just in the kitchen. You're just making a lot of food. You're having a sing-song, having some libations. And
libations.
So
I got that good libations.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Celtic music and kitchen parties just seem to go together. So they do this Celtic kitchen party.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. So again, Tiernanog, Friday night, 9 o'clock, free to get in. Have yourself a good old time.
Okay. All right. So, yes, have another great fun event that is coming up is called by a group called Draw by Nature.
Oh, yeah.
I think.
Oh, yeah.
I think.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Sorry, I got that wrong. Draw by Night. Draw by Night Kingston. And that's a group where they are a volunteer and women-led community group that's been hosting laid-back art events and workshops since 2023. So the last one I went to was at a brewery type of space.
Yeah.
You know, very creative, artistic space. And they had all the papers down, all the tables covered with paper. And then they had crayons and markers and pens, whatever you want. You could just draw.
Cool.
Draw it in the evening, have a good time, have a little drink, have a little some little chips to munch on. And so they're going to take it up a notch, and they're going to do a drawn to nature. And it's a rural art party where creativity is casual and community is the focus. And that is going to take place at, Rideau Acres Campground.
Oh, cool.
So they're going to be in a beautiful kind of out in the country. You know,
yeah.
I'm in the country doing some artwork together. So
that'll
that's going to take place September 18th at 6 p.m.
Careful if you're at Rideau Acres. The swans there are can get mean.
Really?
They've got if I remember correctly, they've got a big pond with a fountain, a lot of swans, a lot of geese, I think. And you don't want to go up and try and feed them. They'll snap at you.
Oh, okay. So watch the swans.
If you're going to draw them from a distance.
Yeah, watch the swans. But this looks like a lot of fun. And
So
go check it out. You have to buy tickets though, right? You have to go buy tickets. If you go to visitkingston.ca, you can find where to click and, you know, get your Drawn to Nature, a rural art party tickets.
Cool. That sounds like a good event.
Yeah.
If you're out of town this weekend, let's say maybe you're up and around Westport, Ontario. Let's just say. Hypothetical sense.
Okay.
You're going to want to go to the Cove because this weekend is the West Porch Festival 2025. Saturday, September 20th from noon until 10 p.m. It's an all ages show and admission is just a tip for the musicians.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever you like. But it's got a good lineup. We've got Graven, who's an indie folk artist from Ottawa. We've got Nolan Hubbard from Kingston, Ontario. We've got Jonathan Jones, who's a folk singer-songwriter from Kingston, Ontario. And it seems like it's going to be a pretty good time. A lot of other bands. And it says it's, I think the 8 o'clock show is $25 ticket, but you're going to want to check out the Cove's website for more details.
Okay.
But that could be another fun kind of outdoorsy autumn.
Autumn
of event, yeah.
Just fall, it's autumn.
When you start feeling the crisp in your nose on those deep breaths, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
That is the perfect way to put it.
I know.
Crisp in your nose.
That's right. So that's going on as well. And then last thing that's happening in Kingston before we get back to the tunes. You've been talking a lot about this movie, Spinal Tap. You seem to be obsessed with it. I don't even know what it is, but Simone's all over it. Basically, the sequel, Spinal Tap 2, The End Continues, directed by Rob Reiner, is screening now at the Landmark Cinema. It's or if you're like me and you're downtown, just wait next week. And it's coming to the screening room next week, Friday, September 26th. So I think I'll probably wait and check it out in the screening room. It looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You know, I think the plot of this movie is that the band has to get back together and perform another concert because of a contractual obligation.
Ooh.
Otherwise, they'll get sued into oblivion.
So
they're coming back from, you know, beyond to perform one last time. Lots of celebrity cameos.
One more time.
And it failed miserably at the box office, so it needs all the help we can get.
Yeah, we'll help them out a little bit.
We'll talk a little more about that next break when we talk about movies, video games.
Movies
and pop culture stuff.
Movies. I'm just on my Dave Letterman tear. You know, you have the little commercial things.
Oh, yeah. Like his little weird segments, like Hosey Cow and Giant and Mandarin and Commander. Just, like,
and everything was the same. Movies.
I loved the David Letterman.
Yeah. Saw some clips from him. He was good.
I think Paul Schaefer is in all those Spinal Tap
and
movies.
And he was all over the place. I saw a clip of him at TIFF.
Paul Schaefer?
Yeah.
Canadian Wonder Child.
Yes.
Love that guy.
Wonderkin.
King of the Balds.
Yeah. It's amazing. Amazing. Awesome. Yeah.
Speaking of good music, we're going to get back to it. It's all brand new music on Indie Wake Up Wednesday today. So keep it locked. Turn it up to 11, as they say.
Yeah.
I don't know who says that.
Turn it up to 11?
Yeah, I don't know where that comes from, Simone.
I don't know. Is Spinal Tap. Yeah that's
See?
Right.
You know.
I know.
She's obsessed, everybody.
I'm obsessed. Why are you so obsessed with me?
Is that a Spinal Tap song?
No.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
Simone the Moan.
And we got a brand new one. Here's The Sarandons with Deep End, which is where we are right now.
All right.
I'll see you guys next break.
Okay.
From the Lemon Twigs. This is Michael from the Lemon Twigs.
Hi, I'm Michael from the Lemon Twigs, and this is CFRC Radio.
Only need me when it's sundown. But I've been living uptown lately. Hit me with the round around. But I don't wanna run for you. Back and forth and it's up down. But you never really pull me safely. Hit me with the round around. But I don't wanna run for you. You only need me when it's sundown. I've been running till my feet hurt. She a liar and I wish I didn't meet her. I'm wired, got me sweating like a fever. Eater, she's a nightmare weaver. Only wanna hit me when it's late night. Coke with the K when she takes flight. Only go to bed when it's daytime. You only need me when it's sundown. Too much, she don't want love. Liquor in her cup, rolling off a love drug. Said she wanna head to Cali for the seasons. Got me here just looking for a reason.
It's Emily Steele, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Just like Van Winkle, waking up in clover, even though we're all and gray, this feels like starting over. Seems like forever, or was it just yesterday? We broke up together, but now we're here to stay.
So we raise the scepter and don our bejeweled crowns,
beholding that you missed us when
we just went around.
Tick-tock, it's not too late to run. We mounted our mighty seas yet once again.
Like men.
Endured, we still see a spark.
Though our ears have gone bomb and our minds are numb, our hearts now have stretch marks.
The fine young lasses have all gone, long ago faded away. Now it's bottle-dyed coyotes,
and we're Dorian Gray.
So let's have a play. It's not too late to run.
We are getting into it.
It's messy today. I'm a mess, Simone.
Are you?
My button pushing is late. My fading is off.
Yeah, I know.
I feel like I'm barreling into this.
I know, but it's okay, though.
You know what?
It's okay.
The one time I show up and I'm not hungover and I'm a total mess.
It's all right. I think we all forgive you.
Thank
it's all
you.
Right. We love you so much.
Well, I need this. I need this support from
yes,
you guys.
Yes, we're here to support you.
Awesome.
I'm here to hold you up.
I'm just a hot mess.
I am the wind beneath your wings.
Thank you. Amazing. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
I'm feeling better already.
Oh, yeah? I'm a gust of wind.
Gust of wind.
Yeah.
It's Indie Morning Wake Up Wednesday. We come in, we blast your ears apart with like nonstop rock, pop, bop, and schlock.
Yeah.
We get your hump day off to a great start.
Yes.
Everyone knows that these 5-day work weeks are such a challenge.
They are. They can be.
We need all the
people
help.
People can get on your nerves. That's why we're here.
Yeah. Yeah.
To just lift you up and make you laugh and hopefully make you feel real good.
Absolutely. Play some great tunes. We just heard brand new stuff from, oh gosh, I forget the name of that band, Simone.
Oh, Spinal Tap?
Oh, that's right. We're playing Spinal Tap today. That was off their new album from their new movie release. The movie is called, and the album is called The End Continues. And the song was called Let's Just Rock Again.
Let's Just Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're never too old to rock.
Never too old.
Love it so much.
Yeah.
Before Spinal Tap, we heard new stuff from Adam Rodway with Runaround. It was a fun little pop ditty.
Little ditty.
Milking the last drops of summer out with stuff like that.
Nice little bop, as the kids say.
Yeah.
Bop.
You got it.
Yeah.
We heard from the Peppermint Kicks with Radio Wham Bam Boom.
Ooh.
Love stuff like that.
Yeah.
And we opened up with the Sarandons and Deep End.
Yeah, this interesting video.
Yeah, it dredged up some memories, Simone.
Yeah, it did. Like going to the Queen's swimming pool. If you've ever been there, they've got a huge diving platform. I don't know what the formal name of it is.
But I think you nailed it.
I was trying to like do some kind of trick, you know, trying to impress a guy.
Yeah, there it is.
At my youth group, trying to be cool and hurt myself. I really did, because when you hit that, when you're that high and you hit the water, it's like slamming into concrete. That's literally what it is.
Was he impressed?
He, you know, I finally came up afterward. It seemed like an eternity underneath the water from being completely, like, my whole body was stunned and broken. Finally came up to the surface, and all he said was like, are you okay?
And that was that.
So
I did not get the guy.
No, there's no wedding ring. Didn't get the guy. It's okay.
Would you say that's like the craziest thing that you've done to try and impress someone that you want to impress? Whether it's romantic or not.
It wasn't the craziest. I'd probably say the craziest, most odd thing I've done.
Bring it on. Let's hear it.
Was like, I guess I got the guy on the phone.
Yeah.
And then I started, you know, kind of yelling at my sisters and...
Really?
I was trying to like make it like there was a commotion happening at my house to make it seem like I had an interesting life.
Really?
Yes.
You staged a commotion.
I staged a commotion
wow.
on the phone
wow.
with my sisters and like, hey, stop that. So I'm, you know, just all of this stuff.
Red flags up is what you're doing. He's on the other line thinking this person's got too much going on.
So that's that. I thought if he thinks that I have a lot going on,
that's next level.
He will
I
then
like that.
Give me a chance.
So that
didn't work. So then I wrote a love letter, some kind of love letter, and then put it in his Bible. The thing is, he just never read his Bible.
Oh my gosh.
So he didn't really see it. His mother did.
Oh Oh, okay.
Yes, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And how did she take it?
Well, she's like, oh, yeah. She
throws the Bible in the trash.
So that didn't really work either. Yeah.
Interesting strategy,
Simone.
Yeah, so
those were my two strategies that I tried.
It's pretty good.
To get the guy. But you know what? I'm glad that it didn't work out. It's probably for the best.
I guess it probably is.
It's probably for the best.
That's probably it.
Yeah.
I think mine was one time, I think the craziest thing I tried to do to impress a lady was I was out in the driveway listening to some metal, doing my push-ups with my, combing my mullet, my silky mullet in the wind, in the sun.
Silky.
And what happened was I was doing too many push-ups and my biceps were rippling too much and I frightened her. I thought, this guy's too much man.
Too much man.
Yeah.
Oh,
so that's,
my goodness.
It's all true. It's all true.
All true.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me just clear my throat.
Oh, yeah. And another time that I tried to impress a guy who just drank too much Pepsi.
Yeah.
In my white tank top with my Daisy Dukes.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Is that a Jessica Simpson reference?
No, I think it's, what's her name? Cindy
Crawford.
I think Cindy Crawford. Wasn't she in a Pepsi commercial?
But I think so.
But back in the day with a white tank top and the cutoff shorts, and then she had the long, luscious hair. Wasn't it a Pepsi commercial?
It wasn't Cindy Lauper's for sure. Yeah.
No. Something like that. Yeah, but you know, it didn't.
Didn't work.
Didn't work out.
So look, listeners.
To go back to writing secret letters.
I think we're going to change this segment to relationship advice.
I know.
I'd love to have a call-in show just because we would give people the worst advice.
That would be the best.
That would be a lot of fun.
Best. Let's do that.
We're going to develop.
We should.
That'd be great.
That's actually a good one.
One thing you can do to try and impress someone, I think, in all honesty, though, the best thing you can do if you're single is it's easy to, you just do what you want to do and then the right people will come to you.
I absolutely agree.
Yeah.
You know, do the thing you enjoy.
Like going on the radio and talking about nerd stuff.
Right.
Because I know that there's some ladies out there who are like, man, if that guy's biceps weren't so huge, I would call him up and ask him out.
If that girl wasn't so hot, I'd say hello.
It's our curse.
Right.
Anyways, maybe Danielle Brooks will finally start answering my phone calls. She turns 36 today.
Ooh, perfect age for you, right?
I know, right?
A little bit younger than you.
Absolutely.
Perfect, yeah.
It's the movie segment here on CFRC's Indie Morning Wednesday. We like to talk about stuff that's going on in Hollyweird, pop culture land, video game world.
What's going on?
Well, we like to talk about celebrity birthdays. Danielle Brooks, who is in the Peacemaker show with John Cena, also featured in the Minecraft movie, and she was a regular on Orange is the New Black, turns 36 today.
All right. Happy birthday.
I loved the Minecraft movie, by the way. I watched it I turned it on out of boredom, thinking, whatever.
Yeah, and it
sucked
totally
me in.
Yeah, it sucked you in. You're happy with it.
It's very funny.
Good.
She falls out of a portal and lands on her butt, and she goes, my butt. And I love it. I don't know why.
Well, that's funny. You would be crying out about your butt if you fell out of a portal, right?
On your butt. My butt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, happy 29th birthday to another queen of the nerds, Ella Purnell from the Fallout TV show and Yellow Jackets. 29 years young, just starting her ascent into superstardom.
Ascension.
Yeah, so we want to watch some...
Like a comet.
I think so.
Yeah. But a comet. Comets
weird...
are across the sky. Oh, rocket. She's like a rocket.
Yeah, she's like a nerd rocket. Yeah,
that's right.
So if you want to watch some weird, funny sci-fi nonsense, check out Amazon Prime's The Fallout TV show based on Simone's favorite video game.
Of course.
And then last but not least, Kyle Chandler turned 60 years old today. Kyle Chandler... Face of an Angel. He's a character actor. He's one of those guys you know him to see him.
Would you remember a show where he was like, he got the newspaper, Tomorrow's Newspaper Today?
Early edition.
Yeah,
that was
so good.
It was on after Touched by an Angel on CBS Sundays.
I love Touched by an Angel. Like, that was my dream to be on that show.
See, I like Touched by an Angel, but all the angel stuff I wasn't a big fan of. That was just me. But I liked...
Yeah, but you liked, scenarios?
I liked Early Edition because I know that it was that type of show, but they didn't, shove the messaging down my throat. And you really appreciated, the positive messaging of the show.
Right.
That was non-specific to any religion.
Right.
He had a cat.
Yeah, the orange cat.
The orange cat.
Yeah.
Brought the paper every day.
Yeah, so there was, at that time, there was the Touched by an Angel, there was Early Edition, and there was another one called Promised Land.
Twinkie. That's the one where they're driving around in that silver motorhome.
Right.
We called it the Silver Twinkie.
Oh, yeah. So a lot. Yeah, interesting 90s shows. Yeah.
Happy birthday to Kyle Chandler.
And Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman.
Oh, don't get me started on Sully. That guy was such a hunk.
He was.
When he's throwing the axe at the camera
Sully. That hair. That hair.
By the way, Jane Seymour, she's still got it.
She still looks amazing. And you know why she looks amazing still?
Because
she doesn't Botox her face.
It's all natural.
All natural.
It's like Dr. Quinning she's been doing for so many
years. She's been quinning and winning. Yeah.
Awesome. There's not much going on in the world of like news headlines, you know, right now. The Emmys were just on this past week. I kind of watched it. Nate Bargatze was the host. He was pretty funny. It's good to see Seth Rogen winning a boatload of Emmys.
Do we care anymore? Do we care about I know it's important for them, right?
Because
that's their industry. And
because they can make more money.
It's important for them to get, you know, recognized by their peers, but...
Well, then their price tag goes up when they win is the most important thing.
But then doesn't that mean that they just find someone else who's cheaper?
Depends. I just like award shows just because it keeps me informed on what are some really good TV shows that I might have missed. Mm. Like Adolescence, I'd heard about it. Some friends of mine watched it and I completely forgot about it. And then it won a bunch of awards. And I'd forgotten that one of my favorite actors, Stephen Graham, was in it. He won an Emmy. So I thought, maybe I should watch that. Like, that's why I like award shows.
This new, I keep seeing trailers for it with a Sydney Sweeney called The House... Maid?
No, I haven't. Yeah. I don't really know too much about it.
I don't even know really who she is. I know she had a very like Jessica Rabbit dress.
Oh yeah.
At the TIFF. Was it TIFF that she was at?
Yeah, she was at TIFF.
Yeah, red dress.
She's in some new...
Is she a singer?
No, she was on Euphoria. You know how she got discovered?
Yeah.
She was a Hollywood tour guide at Universal Studios, and someone riding the tour was like, that one is very hot. Let's give her an audition.
Wow.
And then she got on Euphoria where she was, you know, like sexy, right?
Right.
And I'm not saying she's not talented.
No. Oh, okay, so that's her whole thing.
May not be her whole thing, but...
I'm sure it's not her whole thing, but like... To me, it was very obvious, like in her dress and everything. Like this is sexiness, like on level 1,000.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it was just she was just spilling out of the, it's just the dress just was odd. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it was kind of an odd choice.
So
she looks good, but it was just an odd overtly. So I didn't know who are you.
So my thinking with her is, you know, I'm sure a lot of people get their career based on superficiality, but then she's still around and she's still doing a lot of interesting things.
I'm sure she has talent. Like, I think I'm sure she does. Like, you know who the it girl, like there's always an it girl at an award show, right?
Yeah.
I remember the last time I remembered a dress like hers somewhat was Jennifer Lawrence when she went to the Oscars and it was a red dress.
Yeah.
Again, the same idea. Same idea. And it was like, she's the it girl. And then she kind of launched her as the it girl.
Yeah. So maybe we're seeing the launch of a new It Girl. I know that Sydney Sweeney, I think she's in a new sort of thriller that Ron Howard directed where it's like Jude Law, her. It's a big cast and it's about people in the 1920s that move to like a tropical island to try and form their own utopic society.
Right.
But then it turns into like some weird thriller where like, you know, resources get thin. And
everyone dies.
Yeah. So maybe there's something to the Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah, I'm sure. Like, honestly, I don't think... Sometimes they would put someone forth if they had zero talent.
Right,
I think they need to have talent.
Yeah.
And so I think maybe there's a strategy and it's like, okay, we're going to push you out this way slowly. Do you know what I mean? And we're, you know, we got this, we got that, and slowly push you out.
100%, yeah.
Now, who was the girl who was in this recent I've Got Good Genes?
I think that was her.
Was that her again?
I think that was her, and I think she got dragged through the mud because the ad campaign came off as racist.
No, but that you know.
I don't know much about that.
Like, I don't know a whole lot about it, but I know that nothing is just by chance. Like, that was probably the intent, and they did really, really well. The shares skyrocketed. Yeah.
Nothing like a little controversy,
right?
You know
what I mean? Yeah, just a little bit of...
A mess for the sake of making a mess.
Exactly. It worked really well, right?
Yeah.
And other brands have done this. I think Balenciaga, different... Gucci, like they've done kind of these strange things. And yeah.
I mean, we're talking about it.
We're talking about it, right? Because, there you go.
There you go,
So yeah, they've launched her in different ways, right? And really, you know, to the young people and...
I hate to compare.
Off she goes.
Yeah. I mean, you know, she's taking the brass ring. You know
off she
mean?
Goes.
Yeah.
This is a very, like, to me, it's a very specific strategy. It's not just like, oh, all of a sudden I'm seeing her here. Oh, all of a sudden I'm seeing her there.
No, she's got people. She's got PR people.
No, she's got her management people, and all of this is very strategic.
So you got to wonder then, going forward, what will be the next big thing in her career? Like,
well, yeah, because it's almost like iterations of her. Like, you know what I mean? Like, here with the Jean ad, okay, she's kind of cheeky. kind of, ooh, you know, and then with the dress, whatever. It's like, oh, she's still got that kind of cheeky, like, ooh.
Because off air, we were talking about Jamie Lee Curtis because she's married to Christopher Guest from Spinal Tap, your favorite band.
Right.
And we were talking about how she went through different phases of her career. So for the first decade, she was sort of the scream queen doing all these horror movies.
Yeah.
Then she pivoted to a lot of comedies in the 80s, like Trading Places and things like that, and Fish Called Wanda. And then she got more into, like, big budget action movies. I watched True Lies on Friday night. It's so good.
Yeah.
And, you know, just constantly reinventing yourself. Like, when people think, oh, you're just a sex symbol, you say, no. I'm going to try something different that I want to do.
Exactly. And you have to remember that these are, what do you call it, studios. These are, like, you've got the agencies.
It's a business.
And it's a whole big business. So I would definitely think, this is what I think, that probably, okay, Sydney Sweeney, she's going to wear this dress. That means nobody else wears a dress. Do you know what I mean? Like, all of
you
this
don't
is
wear
kind,
white to a wedding.
Exactly. You know, like, it's all kind of curated, all kind of put together with the aim of, okay, we are making a star. I'm not saying she's not a star.
True.
Right? But they're like, okay, this is a concerted effort to make sure that this works.
Yeah.
So maybe there were other actresses who were going to do the Jean thing. Do you know what I mean? But they thought, you know what? This is going to work for her. This is the best fit for you. And this is what the ad agencies decide. And so your agent and all the other people, all the thousands of other people on her team and the studio and everybody. And then even her downfall is probably already planned already.
You never
through
know.
TMZ. Do you know what I mean? All of it.
Oh, I can't wait for that. It's going to be great. Nothing like a good celebrity meltdown.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know.
It's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot.
That's why we're here. We're here to navigate you through the deep reads of celebrity nonsense.
Yeah, and I would also add this, too, that I don't think it's easy for celebrities. I think it's a difficult thing, and I think that we don't think that enough.
Well, again, off air, you nailed it when we were talking about Spinal Tap and we were talking about some of the actors and what amazing careers they've had, but you were saying that wouldn't it be great to be famous, but not to the point where you have to worry about paparazzi or people mobbing you.
Yeah,
you're Ben Affleck and you can't have a smoke outside.
Exactly. When you have to think about safety, you have to think about, you know, your reputation, all of that.
Whereas, you know, Christopher Guest has had a long and amazing career and, like, no one knows who he is.
No, you know, he can do what he wants to do and he can still have that proximity to celebrity or not necessarily celebrity, but, you know, talented, very talented people at the top of their game.
A light bulb just went off.
What?
I just thought of our new idea.
What?
Christopher Guest and Sydney Sweeney buddy cop movie.
Ooh.
I don't work with a partner. And she's like, you have to. And then they have to, like, solve crimes.
Yes.
Ooh. We're on to something here.
Okay. I like that.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And we are going to get back to our all new music playlist today. We'll see you a little bit before 10 before we break. And then The Mood with May is up next. But good talk.
Good talk.
I like it. Yeah. We're going to hear brand new stuff from the Pack AD. This one's called Little Do About Nothing. Right here
on CFRC 101.9.
We'll be right back. Could we turn up the house lights, please? That was the cue to turn up the house lights so we can tell the audience they're the sixth member of the freaking group.
We are trying to put a tiny thrill into their grey little lives. Don't forget it. Turn on the lasers. Yeah, my vision.
That's it. Show's over.
Good night, Springton. There will be no encores.
This is Dotes from the Jerry Cans. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 out of Kingston, Ontario.
Kitchen window, here I am. Oh, we both know I'm not a great man. walking round lonely, lonely, thinking only, only.
Fine, you?
I'm great.
Excellent. You know who else is good? The Glorious Sons. That was Kingston's own, The Glorious Sons, with their new track, New Plan.
New Plan. Yeah. Oh, new plan of action. Ready?
They're going places.
Go, baby, go.
Oh, yeah. Hope you guys had a great time listening to the show today. We also heard, now how do you pronounce, is that lathe or lathe? You know, like what a lathe is?
I would say lathe.
Yeah, me too. So lathe of heaven.
But what's a lathe?
Some sort of carpentry thing.
Is it?
I think. Or it's the name of a band called Lathe of Heaven, and they had a new track called Exodus.
Lathe.
And before then, we opened up the set with brand new Pack AD with Little Ado About Nothing. Not much ado about nothing.
A lathe is a machine tool that rotates a workplace about an axis of rotation to perform various operations such as cutting, sanding, knurling, drilling, deformation, facing, threading, and turning.
Cool. Lathe of Heaven.
Yes.
Right on. They're making some very good things.
All-purpose tool.
Great. Just like us here on Indie Morning Wake Up.
We're all-purpose tools.
Yeah, yes. We're here for you guys. So in summation, Simone, what did we learn today that we did not know yesterday?
We talked a lot about Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah, did we talk about her? Yeah, we delved into
a little bit.
The Hollywood sort of, you know, behind the scenes. The Hollywood machine.
Yeah.
Also, I didn't learn this yesterday, but I was reminded by Chef Nancy at Old Farm Fine Foods, that Jamie Lee Curtis and Christopher Guest from the new Spinal Tap movie are married.
Isn't it lovely that they've been married
adorable.
For how many years?
84.
1984. 40 years.
They apparently met and dated for 6 months, and then they got hitched and they've been together ever since.
Yeah. That's none of the 7 year thing. I don't know if it's really going to happen.
Yeah.
She didn't have to wonder. It's like, does he really want me or whatever? Like,
they're
6 months.
Like,
this is the guy. This is the gal. And they're just doing it. They're like your parents.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is so, how long have your parents been married?
45 years, I think, this fall. Something crazy.
So
50.
Sweet.
Maybe it's 50.
That's such a great story.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Yeah. So we learned that today. We also learned that there is a very famous children's entertainer performing.
Katie.
Katie.
Who's crushing it.
Yeah.
40 million subscribers.
That's nutty. She's gonna
billions of views with a B.
With a B. She's going to be at the Grand Theater tonight at 5 o'clock. It could be sold out.
Yeah, it could be. So, yeah. But get your tickets now, people.
Go see Katie.
And take your kids. Like, you know, don't forget your kids.
Yeah,
I know you guys are probably going to enjoy her simple, sweet songs, but don't forget your kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
don't
for
just
them.
Leave them in the car in the parking lot. If you do that, just leave the window rolled down a crack.
Yeah.
Put a little dish in for some water.
Yeah.
They'll be fine.
Yeah, they'll be okay.
Yeah. And then we also learned to get down to Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Our amazing sponsors at Barry and Clergy.
Get that shepherd's pie.
Get that. Get those freedom apples. They're delish.
And get that veggie medleys.
Yes. Get that good harvest stuff. It's all delish.
Yeah. Especially Thursday, Friday.
Yeah. That's the best time to everything's
come.
In for the week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And chicken's in today, right?
Chicken should be coming in this afternoon. 12 hours from now, we will have, no, maybe less than 12 hours. That'd be 10 p.m.
It's going to be great. So
yeah,
check it out. I'm certainly, you know how I love my stir fry. So
now that the weather is finally
cool. And bacon's coming in too.
Yeah. We're getting bacon today. Now that the weather's finally cool at night, we can actually, like, it's chicken roasting weather.
Yeah,
yeah.
It is. Right on.
Good God, chicken roasting weather.
Woo.
So my name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And we are going to vacate the premises. The Mood with May is up next, so you're going to want to crank that up. She's always great. I'm glad that she's back for another season. And until then, we'll see you guys next week.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, see you guys later.
I wonder what we're going to play next. I wonder.
I wonder, maybe Spinal Tap?
Simone's favorite band. We're going to hear, this is Spinal Tap performing their classic hit, Big Bottom.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do you got one?
Yeah, of course. I'm working on it. They're performing Big Bottom. This was live on Jimmy Kimmel featuring a bevy of amazing musicians. So you're going to check that out. And then afterwards, we're going to hear Cleopatra with their new track, Guts.
Guts.
Nice.
You have the guts?
We'll see. We'll catch you guys next week.
All right. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
It is music time. This is their album, The End Continues. It comes out Friday here with the classic hit, Big Bottom, Spinal Tap.
On the drums, Ms. Dee Dee Crockett. On the bass, Derek Small. On the bass, Ms. Tal Wilkenfeld. On the bass, Thundercats. On the bass, Nigel Tufnell. On the lower end of the keyboard, Mr. C.J. Vanston. Good evening to you.
Yeah. Hi, this is Joel Plaskett, and I listen to the number one station in Kingston, CFRC.
Since its inception in 2022, CFRC Power Plays has become the number one destination for all things Queens football.
And that is a touchdown for the game!